rocks are solid and strong. I won't do that. With a rock and a foundation of them, you can build a barn on it, house, church like this with a tall steeple, skyscraper, even a bridge, a beautiful bridge like we have the Blue Bridge, or even our expansion bridge to the east of us here. But it takes a foundation to be able to do that. Sand, on the other hand, is weak and porous. Sand easily moves around, it'll blow away. If you try to build something on sand, it might stand for a bit, but after a while, it's going to fall to the surroundings, you know, of the wind that blows and the rain that falls. You know, I think of a child, you know, who builds a sandcastle on a beach. You know, it's great, it's powerful, it's mighty looking until the tide comes in and washes it down, or until the little brother comes over and, you know, kicks it or pounces, you know, on top of it. You know, so what are you more like? Are you more like a rock? Are you solid? Or are you more like sand? Maybe a little porous, a little weak. And even in your Christian life, what are you like? Are you a rock Christian? Or are you a sand Christian? You know, rock Christians are ones who can stand up, speak the faith. Rock Christians are one who, when the storms blow and the rains fall, we don't give way, but they stand strong and true. Sand Christians, on the other hand, are those who find it difficult when the storms come along, when the tide comes in. You know, to be able to stand and to take what it is that comes to them. Sand Christians are those who, you know, allow the culture and the temptations of life to take them under. You know, so what are you? Are you a rock Christian? Are you a sand Christian? Maybe a little bit of both in it. It is said that one of our greatest fears as Christians is rejection of the gospel. That we fear that when we get out into the world, we begin to preach and to teach and to share Jesus Christ and His name with others, that there are those who aren't going to like it, and so we cower to it. But as a rock Christian, we need to be able to speak our faith and to proclaim to others the name of Jesus Christ. But probably, you know, if we're truthful about it, you know, we get in ourselves in situations where we are more like a sand Christian, where we allow others to, you know, when we start to talk about Jesus and use the name of Jesus, we cower because they say, that's not what I believe. That's not what my Bible teaches. You know, don't you know your faith? Don't you believe? And so we back off and we cower to it. You know, so again, what are you? Are you a rock Christian? Solid? Firm? Or are you sand Christian? Where you're weak and you know you need strength and you need the power of God. You know, I think here of Father Ron Knott. Father Ron is a priest of the Archdiocese of Louisville. And about 25 years ago, the Archbishop of Louisville sent Father Ron to the Cathedral of the Assumption. Anybody been there? The Cathedral of the Assumption in downtown Louisville. And his job, the charge that the bishop gave him, was to close the cathedral parish and to move it somewhere else. There were about 200 people coming to church there on Sunday. And the building was literally falling apart. But instead of closing that church, Father Ron initiated a revitalization project. And he rebuilt the church. People and building and all. One of the ways that Father Ron went about doing this is one afternoon he got a lawn chair. Downtown Louisville, got a lawn chair out and set it out in front of the church on the busy street there in downtown Louisville. And for the afternoon, he just sat there. Can you imagine what he looked like? Here this priest is sitting with their clerics in a lawn chair in downtown Louisville. He just sat there for the afternoon and just watched and just noticed what people were doing, who they were, where they were going, where they were coming from. And what he saw was rich and poor. He saw those who were laborers and professionals. He saw the poor and the homeless, you know, walking back and forth, up and down the busy streets in downtown Louisville. And he noticed that they were coming out of the high-rise buildings. They were going into them. They were getting off of buses, out of taxis. They were parking their cars, riding their bikes. But people were all over the place. And he thought, you know, there's got to be a way to get all these people who live in these buildings, who work in these buildings, who come downtown to come to church. And so he began to develop a strategy to bring people to church. And after about 20 years, he rebuilt that church. He literally built a new church there with the old look of the church. But also what he did, he went from 200 people coming to church on Sunday to 2,000 people coming to church on Sunday. He didn't fear. He didn't cower. He stood strong in faith, stood strong with Christ. This Sunday we want to continue. Three Sundays ago I began a preaching series, a summertime preaching series entitled Miracle Grow, G-R-O-W, Growing Something Greater. We all know fertilize, Miracle Grow, G-R-O, you know, and what we can do if we put a little bit of Miracle Grow on a plant, on a garden. Father Augusti is a gardener. He was showing me some of his beautiful gardens that he put together in his parish of Waynesboro, and I'm looking forward to see what he can do to our prayer garden out here. And what's going to happen to us as a church as he even spends some time with you, you know, sharing his gifts and talents and his love for the Lord and the power of God. What could we grow, you know, with his care and tenderness that he'll share? You know, what we got to grow as a people is we got to grow past our fear of the Lord and learn to trust more intently in God and his power in our lives. You know, we're up against so much in our world as individuals. Our children are up against a lot in our world. We're up against a lot as a nation and even as a world itself. All the situations that we encounter in the world, and how do we stand firm in it? How do we take our Christian faith and the solidness of Jesus Christ and share that rock value of God? You know, in the gospel, Jesus said, "Fear not," he told his disciples. "Fear not to go to the rooftops and proclaim your faith." He told them, "Come out of the dark and come into the light with what it is that I have given you." You know, the disciples, the early disciples, when they walked out into the world to proclaim Jesus Christ, they could have been killed for proclaiming his name. They certainly had a lot to fear. But what Jesus told them was this. He said, if God is going to take care of the sparrows of the sky, if he's going to take care of the birds of the sky, how much more, Karen, do you think God will take care of you and David together? Or how much more will God, you know, take care of you, Juanita? How much will God care for us, Mary, if we turn our trust and our life over to him? What could we grow in relationship to his love for us? About 10 years ago, we engaged in a project here at St. Joseph Paul called the Jesus Walk. And the Jesus Walk was simply this. I wanted to walk the neighborhoods and to invite people in our neighborhoods to church. I took a page from Father Ron's notes, and I didn't sit in a lawn chair, but I simply sat out front on the stoop of our church for one afternoon. And what I noticed was people all over this area downtown. You know, there were people walking back and forth. There were people driving out of the neighborhood. There were people going into the houses and places of business. And I began to think, you know, how could we reach out to them? And so we got a group of 12 people together, our 12 disciples. And we set out one Sunday afternoon to knock on doors and to simply invite people to church. I told them that if you come across someone who's a Catholic but not going to church, invite them to our church. If you come across someone who is a member of another faith and not going to church, encourage them this coming Sunday to go to their church. And if you come across someone who is not a follower of Jesus and doesn't know who Jesus is, just talk to them for a moment about Jesus and let them know that we care for them and invite them, if they would like, to our church. You know, one of those in the group said, well, what if people don't like what I have to say about Jesus? Or what if somebody, you know, gets mad at me because I've knocked on their door? And I said, fear not. God will take care of you. You know, I think that afternoon, best of my recollection, there were about three individuals who returned to the church. One of them today is a sister, Sister Mary Frances. She came through our RCA process. Now she is a religious sister, and she's in New Orleans. Another of them slammed the door, got the door slammed in their face, and that was me. I was the only one who got the door slammed in his face. You know, but I thought later, I thought, you know, it planted a seed. You know what? It did bother me to begin with. I have to be honest. It did bother me, and I thought, wow. You know, but I have to believe we planted a seed. You know, if we want to grow in trust, we want to grow in trust and not fear God, we got to move from being just a sand Christian to being a rock Christian. And one of the ways we can move from being a sand Christian to a rock Christian is as you go out those doors on Sunday, the doors are the most powerful part of our church. It's a point of entrance and it's a point of departure. As you go out those doors, take Sunday with you. Take Sunday with you. Take the Word of God, fear not, with you. Take the Eucharist with you that we receive in His body and His blood. And take the love and the care of Jesus Christ with you. And I promise you that if you do that, you will grow. You will grow from being a sand Christian to being a rock Christian, to being solid and firm in faith.